Perhaps the reason why we went through this exercise is to try to reproduce a certain value that could also be measured on the market. Remember, we try to model the value of an option, which sometimes is also traded on the market. So you could now measure the market volatility for a certain share, measure what is the spot rate currently on that market, and use the applet to predict the prices from a whole option class before the expiry. And then we could compare these market prices with the calculations. Now, you may say that, of course, we should have agreements. Well, that's not necessary. In fact, the traders need not to be rational at all, and they're sometimes not. And therefore, the option price sometimes is quite different from the one which you calculate. Nevertheless, the Black and Scholes formula and these calculations which you've been doing provide usually a fair estimate of what the price should be. And therefore, such a description is particularly useful if there is no market. That means if there is only one offer and one demand, and there is no consensus to be reached, then usually the broker, which is an independent party, uses the Black and Scholes formula to try to convince both the buyer and the seller that this price is a fair price. Another way of looking at things is to take the Black and Scholes formula as a market standard and use the prices on the market to define what is in fact the implied volatility. That means knowing what the interest rate is and what is the price of an option, you can calculate what is the volatility that is required to reproduce the prices in the market. This implied volatility has usually different values for different prices of the option. And you could now plot what is the volatility for each of the different prices of the options. So plot the value of the volatility as a function of the option price, and with this you will get a certain curve which can, for example, look like a smile, and therefore this plot is usually called the smile. It's not necessarily the case, it could also be a frown and look a curve which has a negative curvature. Now, some traders use this implied volatility to formulate a trading strategy. They say that, in fact, if the market would be reasonable, then we should have a horizontal curve and not, for example, a parabola. And therefore, they formulate an arbitrage, potential arbitrage, where they buy, they go long the options with a low volatility and short the options with a high volatility in the hope that both will come together again and they will make a profit with that. Finally, note at or look at what is called the time value of an option, which is the difference between the present value and the intrinsic value of an option. This you see, in fact, in your applet by taking the difference between the curve in black and the initial curve, which stays in gray in your applet. This time value of the option is negative, mostly in the case of the put option, but changes sign exactly at the value of the put option. I'll let you discuss what the time values are in the case of a call option and for different setup of parameters.